Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to another episode of the Anita Amon Show. And welcome back to the third week of the February Love Series I am doing all month long. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes on self-love, I would highly recommend you go back and listen to them in order so you get the full benefit of this series. The last 2 weeks were all about awakening slowly to self-love. This week, we are transitioning and giving ourselves a much-needed reminder to open our hearts up to the world again. When living the love lifestyle, it's not enough to just focus on self-love. We also need to focus on our interactions with other people and the community that we have around us. Though love as an adult should begin with self-love, it shouldn't only encompass self-love to the point that we are only involved with ourselves. I've seen a lot of people in our society turn introverted out of fear, pain, and hurt. A lot of people claim to be introverted, but I believe that a lot of people are scared from what has happened to them in the past. They're afraid to put themselves out there, so they have this defense mechanism and they are identifying with something that may not be true, but they're just trying to mask their fears, their pain, their hurt. You don't have to claim to be introverted to be selective of people. For a long time, particularly in my earlier 20s, I thought I had become introverted, and really, I just became very particular about who I interacted with, where I went, what I do, and who I keep in my life, which has helped me have deep, healthy, real connections with people, rather than having a bunch of people around me but surface level shit that doesn't feed my soul. And that's where I want a lot of people to get, is to realize that it's not that you don't like people or you're uncomfortable being around people. You just have standards. You have a set of rules that you govern your life with, and you want to be around people who respect that, who honor who you are, and who make your soul feel good and comforting and light. Because a lot of people on this planet are so distracted by stupid shit, it feels uncomfortable to be around them. But you are capable and able to go out and meet people that feel good to you, that are true friends, true lovers, true family, even if that means that they are not blood. We have become so closed off. We forget one of the most important things about being human is connecting with like-minded people and having soul families. And though boundaries are beautiful as fuck, I am such an advocate for them, we need to start letting other people's energy in our life. I don't mean letting people who hurt us in or making excuses for them for the name of love, because you can love someone and let them fucking go. It doesn't mean keeping people in your life who truly don't deserve a place, but allowing yourself to listen to the cravings of connection that you have, meeting new faces, going to places like-minded people would go, not going to crazy-ass places just out of habit because everyone else goes there, but being intentional about where you allow yourself to be in the environments that you are in. Because if you have a set of standards for yourself and other people, stop going to places where those standards don't matter. And letting other people in means not being afraid to spark a conversation or give love out or try or be yourself and let people get to know you. Love is scary, to say the least. It challenges you in ways you never thought possible. Love, in all ways, requires you to look at the most vulnerable parts of yourself and put them out there, which makes our ego fucking cringe because we want to be in control all the time. Without vulnerability, there can be no real love. We learn to love by being vulnerable with our parents, and that set the tone for every other relationship that we have. Many of us, myself included, have experienced significant pain from our parents and past loves, even past friendships, because those hurts can be so fucking brutal. But if we're being honest, our past lovers, our friends, were a reflection of the broken love that we internalized from our parents. It's a cycle that repeats through every family, friend, and partner until we stop it. A lot of the time, we think we are stopping the cycle by staying clear of love, We hide away from potential lovers and friends because we are afraid of getting hurt. But the truth is, staying clear of love is hurting us even more because it's making us miss out on one of the most innate traits of being a human and a vessel in this universe, because it depletes one of our most natural resources and one of our most natural emotions, our states of being. Love is one of the most powerful forms of energy we can experience. Many of us haven't gotten to experience the power of love because of the pain caused by families, friends, and ex-partners, which are all factors that were out of our control. The great thing about being an adult, a creator of your reality, is you get to change the stories of your future. No, you may not be able to go back into the past and avoid the hurts and the issues that you had, but you can change how you see them and how they control you. You can decide that those experiences showed you exactly what you don't want. They showed you that not everyone deserves a place in your life, no matter if they are blood or not. You can decide that unhealthy love you experienced is not for you and it's not what you want to have around you. And the beautiful thing about getting to know what you don't want is you begin to know what you do want. And that is the polarity that we live in. You don't have to keep living by the stories of the past, letting things you couldn't control control you now. They were out of your control and they still are. Focusing on what's out of your control is giving your power, your energy, and your creativity away to an unknown force that's going to keep taking until you are depleted. Fixating on it isn't going to change it, and living a lifestyle due to fear it caused is only going to render you powerless. You can live off of the sweet nectar of love. You just have to be willing to have the courage to put yourself out there. I know it's fucking frightening, but remember that it's a process and a practice. It's stepping into fear and the willingness to get hurt, because life and love will always be a gamble, because nothing is ever fully known. But you have to be willing to take that risk so you can experience the complexity and the beauty of life. When you step into opening your heart to love, you can use the lessons you learned from your past to help guide you in your present moment and future. You can recognize the energy that you don't like and move on. You don't have to give people a chance if it's not sitting well with you. You don't have to beg for love like you did before. In fact, you get to write the script and you get to decide what will be in your life. So this week, I want you to start opening yourself up to love again slowly. I want you to sit down with yourself and write down the qualities that you want to see in people and the qualities and standards that you have for the people coming into your life. What activities do you want to do with them? How do you want to feel? How do you want to see them out in the world? And start acting on those little impulses and actions and intentions. Let yourself go to those places, even if it's just like for one hour, once a week. And expose yourself to different types of people so you can start programming your mind to recognize and realize that not everyone is going to hurt you. Not everyone is shitty. We just have to put ourselves in places that are healthy, empowering, and full of light and love. If you want to dive deeper into love, don't forget to sign up for my 14-day love lifestyle challenge to help you awaken love in mind, body, and soul. A simple and effective practice that we will do every day for 14 days with a 3 to 5 minute audio, focusing on an intention for the day or an activity. And at the end of the 14 days, you get a love meditation, the love lifestyle book with audio recordings typed out, affirmations, and lifestyle tips to keep love alive all year round. You can sign up on my website, anitaamon.com, or you can head to my Instagram and grab the link in my bio. Don't forget to come back next week for the next episode of the 5-week love series.